Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Fool you. greatest fears and wringing hands and the loudest silence. If you could see yourself like this, if you could see yourself like this, you'd have never tried it. Stayed on the line with you the entire night till you told me that you had to go. Don't let this darkness fool you. All lights turned off can be turned on. I'll drive all night.
That track was Noah Kahan and Lizzie That track was Noah Kahan and Lizzie McAlpine, and the track that was Noah Kahan and Lizzie McAlpine, Call Your Mom. And before that, we heard some great Betty LaVette off of LaVette, the album from 2023. And the track you heard was Concrete Mind. And we started things off with Shelby Lynn off of I Am Shelby Lynn. The track you heard was Leavin', should I say. I'm going to throw it back to the year 1979 to finish out the show here today. We're going to start it off with some Carla Bonoff off of Restless Nights. The track you're going to hear is The Water Is Wide. We'll hear some Fleetwood Mac off of Tusk. The track you're going to hear is Storms. And we'll hear some Ricky Lee Jones off of Ricky Lee Jones, her debut album. We're going to hear The Last Chance Texaco and On Saturday Afternoons in 1963. You are tuned in to On the Tracks. I hope you can tune in again next week. And stay tuned for more great music coming up next on CJSF 90.1 FM. Until next time, enjoy Vancouver.
The water is wide. I can't cross over. I need
long stretch of headlights filmed into our night. We tiptoe into truck stops and sleepy diesel lights. Volcanoes rumble in the taxi, glow in the dark. Camels in the driver's seat, a slow, easy heart. But you ran out of gas down the road a piece, and then the battery went dead, and now the cable won't.
Though any day your secret's in, then again, years may go by. Years may go by. You saved your own special friend, 'cause here you need something to hide in, and you stay inside that foolish grin when every day now secrets in. And then again, years may go by.
There may be no busier bird during the nesting season than a male house wren, because just a day or so after migrating back north from the tropics, he claims a territory and sets to work checking out potential nest cavities. Might be a birdhouse, a hollow pipe, an old nuthatch hole, or one of last year's oriole nests. And in each of these locations, the male house wren builds a starter nest. He'll stack a couple of dozen tiny twigs here, several hundred there, and he'll use whatever else comes to hand, or beak, too, from nails and bits of wire to paper clips and hairpins. Anything twig-like to get the job done. The male house wren stays at it until a female pairs with him. She now picks one of the starter nests and takes over construction, building a sturdy platform of sticks topped by a cup nest lined with grass, hair, feathers, even snake skin. The male's leftover starter nests may discourage other birds from nesting in those cavities. People maintaining bluebird houses have learned to dump out these dummy nests once a female house wren has made her choice. This helps bluebirds